Yeah.
That was just another thing that probably annoyed everyone around us. Is it,
what's that?
Every time the Mandarin said something about America, Matt and I both, America!
America! Fuck yeah! Hey, so, welcome back to ARG.
America.
So, last week... Last week
we talked about Iron Man 3 for a little bit.
Iron Man 3, yeah, for a little bit. And then it was a lot of dick jokes and something about the Blue Ranger. It was a long time ago. I can't remember what was said.
It was, yeah.
Ages ago.
It would be impossible to recall it.
Impossible. You'll have to just download or subscribe on iTunes. But Mike and I are here for another week. I've got me a ice cold bottle of water. I'm wearing my CM Punk shirt.
You should download the podcast and then tell us what we talked about, because we don't
remember. I should. No.
No, I'm telling the listeners that, not you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Tarv!
Tarv, what did we talk about?
Download the podcast and tell us what we talked about, because we don't remember.
We should let Tarv know when we're recording and invite him on to recap the previous week, and then when he's done, just hang up on him and keep going.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, click.
Thanks.
So anyway, yeah.
Anyways,
I'd be like,
if you'll remember that,
Iron Man and
the end,
Hulk and Batman and Blue Ranger's dick and
something about vaginas. I'm so glad I'm on the pot. Hello. Hello. Oh.
Yeah, blah. Thanks, Tarv. Yeah, bye.
So,
love you, Tarv.
Thanks for downloading our podcast times in a row. I know of two people who download our podcast.
That is two more than I know of.
Yeah. No. Well, no, because one of them starve.
Oh, yeah. That is one more than I know of. I know the math.
I good math.
How does count? Anyway, so we were going to talk about...
Summer movie. The big summer blockbuster's coming out, because you started to go off on a tangent. We were already at like an hour and 10 minutes, which will be like 45 minutes when I cut out all the dead air.
Which this is really not going to be great of a tangent, because it's just like, I don't want to see Wolverine.
And I'm kind of curious why.
Well, I don't really like what they've done with that character.
Really?
It's like, I liked the X-Men movies.
Now, you know this is a sequel to X-Men 3.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess as far as the movies go, he's been consistent in that universe, but it's like, it doesn't feel like Wolverine to me. It feels like a dude with claws.
I'll agree with that.
It's like...
Because I know I was kind of interested in it, because it sounded like they were going a pretty cool direction with it, and then they announced a while back that it was going to lead into Days of Future Past, and it's going to be about Wolverine right after the events of Last Stand, and he's all fucking, oh, Jean Grey, man, blah, 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 and I'm sad. exactly like that.
Yeah, that's kind of the effect I got from the trailer, especially when they showed the clip of him and Jean together.
And he's got his hobo beard of sorrow.
Yeah. It's like a scraggly, long-haired, bearded Wolverine is moping around Japan. I don't want to see a sad sack bastard Wolverine. I want to see him kicking ass.
We already saw that in Origins.
No, I want to see it done well. I don't want Deadpool to be this weird thing. I mean, I don't like the character Deadpool anyway, but...
What?
I know, right? I feel Deadpool is one of the most overrated and annoying characters in comics.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Mike will not be joining us again.
It's like, I used to be really into Deadpool. I thought he was really funny, and then...
I agree. The Joe Kelly era, his first volume of his ongoing was probably the best, and then he kind of got watered down.
Mm.
Cable and Deadpool was some good stuff for a little while there.
I really liked Cable and Deadpool, and then like when it came into Deadpool and he was with all sorts of other characters. That's when I was like, oh, I stopped giving a shit. And Deadpool seems just very one note to me. It's like I like titties.
What's wrong with that? Tits are nice.
It's nice, and it can be a funny joke, but not when that's the only joke you have. That's my problem with Big Bang Theory, is that's their only fucking joke.
Oh, you don't like Big Bang Theory either?
No!
Thank God, I'm the only one around here that doesn't.
No, I was the one, well, I didn't post it, but I reposted it, that it is blackface for nerds.
That's where I saw that. Thank you.
And, yeah, it's a terribly written, just horribly offensive show. And I don't know why it's so goddamn popular, and that pisses me off that it's so goddamn popular. But yeah, it's Deadpool to me is the Big Bang Theory of comics. Everyone likes it, and I don't have a fucking clue why.
And we'll be selling the first ever t-shirts with that quote on it. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt and sell it in a cafe press store.
That would be a good t-shirt. Everyone likes it. I don't have a fucking clue why. Everyone likes it.
Oh my god, that would be a really good t-shirt.
Everyone
just says
likes
R
on
the front.
No, everyone likes it is on the front and then on the back, and I don't have a fucking clue why. And then, like, at the bottom of it just says Erg the Podcast.
Let's see. I have free comic book day Saturday. I just dated how far in advance we're recording this podcast.
No, comic book day was like 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Because that was when we were talking. No, 2 weeks ago, because that was when Iron Man came out.
I don't even know when it was. The continuity of this podcast has already fallen apart.
That's why next week I'm going to reboot the podcast with an all-new number one.
Yeah, but...
Can you draw a bunch of squiggly lines all over your shirt?
Yeah, I'll just draw...
Jim Lee designed Matt. Mike, your name's Matt now.
Okay.
Hi, Matt.
I really like Jim Lee's art.
I do too, but I really hate his designs for the new 52.
He does like to put unnecessary seams and zippers on people.
Here's where I look, because I was like, the Superman redesign's not terrible. You're going good places with that. The Batman redesign is, let's be honest, exactly the same, but with bigger gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else kind of just got collars and weird piping. But then we come to The Flash. Do you remember how big a fan of The Flash I am?
Mm-hmm.
Huge fan. So The Flash has like one of the most iconic costumes in comics. It's very simple, but it's very to the point. It was ahead of its time when it was created. He wore spandex before professional runners wore spandex. It's just very simple, red with yellow highlights. It's timeless. It's lasted for years. And Jim Lee said that. Look, that looks really good. We're going to keep that. And then we're going to draw a bunch of fucking lines all over it. And they're going to light up when he runs. Oh, god damn it, Jim. You did so good in the 90s.
I mean, I bought the Hush graphic novels just to look at the pictures.
And there was somebody who tried to make the argument a few weeks ago as to why nobody gives Jim Lee shit, but everybody gives Rob Liefeld shit, because they were pointing out a bunch of pieces of art where Jim Lee also obscured the feet of his characters. And it was like, no, the difference is Jim Lee can draw feet. He just chooses not.
He just doesn't. Sometimes in a panel there's not room to draw feet. I'm sorry.
It's like... Everybody on the internet thinks that everybody in every panel should be in the fetal position so we can see their entire body.
Yeah, it's like, no, sometimes there's just not room for the feet.
Yeah, but then you have the Rob Liefeld panels where he, like, just threw random shit in there to obscure the feet. There's a bunch of, like, 3-inch high crates on this pier for some reason.
Why are those lamps on the ground?
What a weird choice to put a shadow there. So, okay, you don't want to see the Wolverine.
No, I just, it looks like
I myself,
sack of shit Wolverine.
I think it could go that way. I think if it's going to be good, it's going to be really fucking good. But I do agree. I think it has a very, very much potential to be terrible.
Although, I thought it would have been good when, I forget the cat's name now, but the dude who directed The Wrestler?
Yeah, Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, he was supposed to do it.
Now, you could argue he would have done a really good job, but have you read how he was going to do Batman?
No, but I gotta think that it'd be okay, because he does, like,
nope.
Self-loathing, self-destructive
nope.
characters really, really
nope.
well.
Nope.
No?
Nope. His Batman was an orphan who grew up on the streets living in a auto body shop with a big black mechanic named Al.
Why not?
Because it'd be fucking terrible. Seriously, the script for that leaked, and everybody was kind of like... Oh, this is shitty.
I'd watch that.
Of course you would.
If I didn't have to see the whole fucking, oh, I'm a rich kid, my parents got shot, now I'm sad, now I fell in a cave, hey, this cave is right under my fucking house, now I'm gonna be Batman. If I didn't have to see that shit again.
Speaking of origins we're gonna have to see again, Man of Steel.
Yep, not looking
forward. That was a really good segue.
Not looking forward to that one either.
Really?
Yep, don't like Superman.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
This isn't the wrestling podcast. We can't do that.
No, I'll probably go see it, but I'm... Just because it's like they're supposed to be starting from zero again, right? This isn't going to be like Superman Returns, where it's kind of a prequel, or it's kind of a sequel, but not really.
No, this isn't the... overzealous masturbatory love letter to the original Christopher Reeve films.
Yeah, so it's like, it might be good. I don't dig the costume, but...
The costume's kind of grown on me. I think the problem is we fought for years to get rid of Superman's red underwear.
And now we see how necessary it is.
No, it's just that the argument was always, well, we can't really get rid of it because nobody's come up with something better. And then somebody was like, why don't we just get rid of it? And everybody went, that's a great idea, but it looks fucking terrible.
Yeah, he needs a belt or something to break up just that big wall of blue.
Yeah, so not a huge fan of the costume, no.
The thing that really killed me in the trailer was the conversation about the S.
Now, that's lifted directly from the comics.
That is stupid.
No.
I don't care if that's lifted from the comics. That is stupid.
That it's a Kryptonian symbol for hope?
Yes. And it's just emblazoned across his chest, and it just happens to look like an S, and we call him Superman. That is dumb.
They did that in the Donner films, remember?
That's dumb.
Remember they were family crests in the Donner film?
Dumb.
Where's your suspension of disbelief, Mike?
It's like it just happens to look like a human S. Kiss my ass. That's stupid.
Mike's ass, not a Kryptonian symbol for hope.
No, my ass is a Kryptonian symbol for kiss my ass.
Kryptonian symbol for swamp water.
Yeah, that killed me immediately when it's like, really? What's the S mean? It's a Kryptonian, it's not an S, it's a Kryptonian symbol for hope. I was, fuck you.
Everybody in the theater turns around and goes, oh, fuck all of you two.
No, they all giggled when I said, he's Hope Man, because he didn't have a name by then.
What if we just call you Hope?
Yeah, what if we call you Hope? And then when they were, it's got Russell Crowe and what's her name putting the baby in the rocket to send him off. And
yeah,
like he's going to be a god amongst men or whatever. And then I just looked over and it's like, hope none of this planet reaches down there too, because that'll fuck him up.
Oh, I just remember somebody a few weeks ago pointing out, they were like, wow, Superman's two dads are both Robin Hood. Oh, that's a little awkward. I think it's going to be good. I think it's hitting the right notes. It is, unfortunately, a Zack Snyder film, which means it's going to have a lot of slow
motion.
But it is produced by Christopher Nolan. And Superman doesn't appear to have a lisp, so...
It's going to have the dark grittiness of a Christopher Nolan film and just the slow, plodding bullshit nature of a Zack Snyder film. Just put Dark Knight in your DVD player and play it on, like, half speed and you'll see fucking Man of Steel.
Selina. Now I'm just imagining, you know, what's the S stand for? It's not an F.
Not an F. It's a Kryptonian symbol for hope. Why don't we call you Daffy Duck?
God damn it, you almost opened a new keyboard. Now, with Man of Steel coming out, you know they've had a supposed script leak for the plot of the Justice League movie.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it's not even real. I'm sure that they don't have Justice League written yet.
Well, they had Justice League written at one point. It was so bad they canned it. That was also the one that had Ryan Gosling as Batman, though.
They canned Ninja Turtles, too, but that's back on, isn't it?
Hey, that movie's going to be amazing. Megan Fox is April O'Neil.
I remember reading about that, and that she's not really a news reporter. She's working as part of a Hispanic TV station, so, like, she's working for Telemundo.
What?
Yeah. And I was like,
hola, it's April O'Neil.
I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen. She's going to get into an altercation with a guy in a giant bee suit, and the turtles are going to think that's another mutant, and they're going to beat the shit out of this poor guy. The turtles are going to have to face racial crimes because they beat up this poor Mexican in a bee suit.
That's going to be such a bad movie.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh.
Yet another franchise that they would just give to me and you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks. How do we explain the fact that the Ninja Turtles can do this? We don't.
Yeah, they do.
They just They just do.
Yeah.
How are you going to expect the audience to agree to that? How do you expect them to believe it? They have already bought
that
they're
been believing it.
Giant turtles.
They've been believing it for 30 years. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. They're fine. How did the turtles learn ninjutsu?
Splinter taught them.
Who gives a shit?
Splinter knew it. He taught him. How'd Splinter learn it? By watching his human master. Read the fucking comic. Read a book, asshole.
Did you have a childhood, Michael Bay?
Yeah, there's two storylines. Either he watched his master do it and learned how to do it that way, or he is his master and he taught the turtles. Either way, there's your explanation. Two lines. It's done.
Who taught you? The rat over there. Moving on.
Yeah.
I feel like we could probably save a lot of franchises if they just 2 minutes.
What?
That's all we need. 2 minutes.
What turned them into giant mutants? Radioactive sludge. How'd that happen? They fell in it. What?
How'd the radioactive sludge get there?
It fell in
Who
the
cares?
Sewer.
Movie's not about the radioactive sludge. Moving on.
Yeah, the sequel's about the radioactive sludge. Well, wait.
We gotta save something for the trilogy.
And then in the third one, they travel through time. I don't see the problem with this. What's wrong? Yeah.
I wish they'd just do a sequel to the animated movie. That one was good.
I really liked it when it came out, but I think I was just watching it through a haze of nostalgia at that point. When I watched it later, it's like, this movie is not great.
Well, yeah, that movie was designed to cash in on a wave of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I think a nostalgia critic did a thing on that movie, and he made a good point that, like...
What?
No, he made a decent point that it's like, is it a sequel to the films, or is it based off the new cartoon, or... It was very confusing as to where it fit.
Right.
And I could agree with that, and I guess that's kind of where I'm sitting with it as well.
This was Nostalgia Critic back when he was good, right?
I don't know when it was. I just saw that he did a review on the new movie, and he was like, it's a newer movie, but it's based off an old franchise, so I'll do it because people have been saying it, and this is how I feel about it.
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like an actual Nostalgia Critic review. It was just him talking about
Pretty
it.
Pretty much. But he made a lot of good points as to why the movie's not great, and I it's like, once that haze cleared, it was like, yeah, this movie's not great. It's not terrible, it's better than 3, but...
Mm. Right. Well, it doesn't take much to be better than 3. Oh, 3.
Which...
Everything is shit.
3, I think, catches a lot of unnecessary flack. I think it's a fun movie.
Yeah,
not
it'll...
Not a great
it'll,
Ninja Turtles movie, necessarily.
It'll still be better than whatever Michael Bay puts out.
Probably.
Definitely. If Michael Bay puts out a good Ninja Turtle movie, I will do something embarrassing on this podcast. I don't know what.
Well, that's the thing about Transformers. Is that
if Michael Bay puts out a good Ninja Turtles movie, I will do a podcast that is just me reading Harlequin novels. In my Sean Connery voice.
Oh, God. Your yes. Sean Connery post-stroke voice?
Would you rather I do it in my lispy Batman voice?
Actually,
ooh,
yes.
That's what it should be. Yeah. If Michael Bay puts out a good Ninja Turtles movie, we will do a podcast that is just me reading Harlequin novels in my lispy Batman voice as you cackle in the background. And I will let you pick out the Harlequin novel.
I don't know even where to get a Harlequin novel.
Well, in my Kmart, they're in the section marked Children's Favorites.
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, so... You don't want to see Wolverine.
Nope.
Don't want to see Man of Steel.
I don't really care about that one.
Okay. Star Trek in the Darkness?
Want to see that.
Okay.
Because I really dug the other one.
It was it got away from a lot of what is supposedly classic Star Trek, but it was a good movie.
That's kind of what I liked about it, because I'm not a big fan of classic Star Trek.
You don't like the sit around and talk about why we shouldn't fight?
Not really.
You just like to see the fighting?
I like them fighting.
So you just wanted to watch Star Wars?
Yeah, I've always been more into Star Wars than Star Trek, even though it's been just the movies. I mean, I don't get into the expanded universe much, because there's just so fucking
right.
much of it. How can anyone keep up with
God.
It?
And none of it all fucking disagrees with itself.
Yeah, it's impossible to see what is canon, because it'll disregard itself within its own series. But, yeah, then... I did go back after watching this one because I'd only seen kind of snippets of all the classic Trek movies.
Right.
And so I went back and watched some of those, and I mean they're not bad movies.
Just watch the even ones.
No, I even liked the odd ones.
The odd ones aren't as bad as people make them out to be, but I mean, really what it all boils down to is they all pale in comparison to Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, that one, it is very
good. That one was really good. Wrath of Khan was good. I mean, the rest ultimately are kind of just okay, except for the first one, which I think Kevin Smith described it perfectly. They had never had this kind of technology or quality available, so it's just like a 45-minute long glory shot of the Enterprise that they're jacking off to.
Right. And, they've never been able to show, like, a full-scale Enterprise, yeah. So...
And when I heard him say that, I was kind of like, hey, I've not watched that, I don't think, ever, for some reason. I should go watch that and see what he's talking about. And I'm just sitting here like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Captain Kirk walking around in his moose-knuckle-enhancing jumpsuit.
But for all
watch
the,
that movie and not notice anybody on the cruise junk.
But for all the flaws that that movie had, it had a lot of good ideas.
There were a lot of really good ideas, and it was very true to the soul of classic Star Trek.
Yeah.
It didn't do so great with execution.
Yeah, but
it's very 70s.
But when they did the new one, it's like it was. I liked that they tied it back to the original.
Right,
while
I like
still making it a modern day Star Trek.
They did a really good job of not rebooting it. They said all your shit that you loved, all the stuff that the fans were going to lose their shit over, still happened.
Yeah, it's happened just, over there.
It's just now we're somewhere else.
Yeah, it's that was probably the best way to do a split timeline thing of anything I've ever seen done.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And yeah, and so because I enjoyed that one so much, I'm actually really looking forward to Into Darkness.
They've done a really good job with the whole mystery thing, too. Because they've still not said who Benedict Cumberbatch is playing.
Yeah, and there's like, is he a new guy? Some people are saying he's Khan.
The latest rumor I've heard, based on some of the stuff in the newest trailer, is that he is the alternate timeline's Jean-Luc Picard.
Hmm.
Who has realized that the timeline is fucked up. And may have come back in time to try to fix things.
Hmm, that'd be an interesting take on things.
Mm-hmm. That would also piss off like 90% of the fan base, so I'm kind of curious if that does happen, just how pissed off everybody's going to be.
But I mean, everyone thought that the original was going to piss off all the fan base, and they did okay with that.
They did. It still pissed off a lot of people because it's more of an action movie than a Star Trek movie, but mm-hmm. I think it's really good. I own it. I enjoy it. I watch it from time to time. I think they did a really good job updating Star Trek.
Yes. But, yeah. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
All right. One for three.
It's, what else?
Let's see. Thor is not till November, but are you excited for Thor?
Looking forward to Thor.
I think the first Thor gets a lot of flack. I think it's a way better movie than people give it credit for.
Really? I haven't heard anybody say much negative about it.
But you don't really hear anybody say much positive about it either.
Guess that's
it's kind
true.
Of the it's kind of the bastard child of the franchise because it was kind of very quietly released. It was the kind of weird little art house film because you had Branagh directing it. The people I've talked to are kind of underwhelmed by it, but I think it's a really really nice little movie.
I guess it's the same for Captain America too. I don't hear much about that either. It's like they jammed those two out to get to Avengers.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot good, but you don't hear a lot bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with both of those movies is they're both really kind of period pieces when you think about it, with Thor being very mystical and spending so much time in Asgard, and then with Captain America being essentially a World War II drama.
Yeah, it really was.
And that really kind of tweaks a lot of it.
Which, I'm hoping that they do something like that with Fantastic Four, the reboot for that.
Make it, like, set it in the 60s?
Yeah, because the whole thing about it is the space race.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why not do it back in the 60s?
They did announce today, I'm sorry, 3 weeks ago, they've got a front runner for the new Johnny Storm. Did you see this?
I saw that he was black. I didn't see who it was.
He was in Chronicle? He's not in anything I've ever seen, but I know as soon as I saw the headline and saw the guy, I was like, so the internet's going to be really racist today, huh?
But then,
so of course I poked around the comments, and it's like, yep,
really, the only comment that I saw was from Ryan Lindsay. I don't know if you follow him.
I think I do.
But he was like, okay, so if Johnny Storm's black, what does that say about Sue, and does that change their dynamic? And I was like, adopted brother and sister, step half. There's a whole bunch of different ways that they could do that without change. With Sue could be white and he could be black, and they could still have the brother sister dynamic.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh yeah, I guess yeah. So
it'll just be a lot more awkward when Sue's like, "What's up, brother?"
Yeah. When she starts. Well, I mean, then it'll tie back to whenever Jessica Alba would start talking ghetto with Sue Storm.
Now I've got this horrible idea that you want to reboot Fantastic Four in the 60s and make Johnny Storm black, and...
I don't want to do a goddamn civil rights Fantastic Four. No, I mean, I...
We're all going into space. Johnny, sit in the back of the shuttle, please.
Yeah, get back there.
Ah,
no, I'm sitting up front. Get in the back, Johnny.
Okay, the... I mean, there's a lot of summer blockbusters this year. I'm going to spend too much time in the damn theater. Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, no.
No?
Fuck it, whatever.
Every time I think to myself I could get excited about that, because the Lone Ranger is a really cool character, I see Johnny Depp and I go, ah.
Yeah. Next.
Why?
Next.
We're going to get Johnny Depp for the Lone Ranger. Oh, he's going to be the Lone Ranger. No, he's Tonto.
Yeah.
What?
And when I read Johnny Depp as Tonto, I was like, I officially have no shits to give about that movie.
Yeah. They're like, Johnny Depp, why are you Tonto? And he's like, I'm like an eighth Native American. And they go, oh, Johnny, no.
Of course, that's all you can find anymore. They could maybe hire a Puerto Rican, but...
Sorry, I'm just writing down the timestamp where I need to insert the sad trombone sound effect. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Despicable Me 2 is out this summer.
Pass.
Pass? You didn't like the first one?
No.
No?
It, how can I say it? It just, it didn't have anything for me in it. I mean, I saw that right after Toy Story 3, and Toy Story 3 hit me right in the gut.
Yeah.
So it's like, to follow it up with something that was just kind of slapstick and silly and didn't have much heart to it, it was like, this movie's just,
I think Toy Story 3 kind of ruined a lot of movies that summer.
Yeah, but it was just, it was like a less interesting villain take on The Incredibles.
I still see people talking about that one moment at the end of Toy Story 3 where it looked like everybody was going to die.
Oh, the furnace scene?
Yeah, yes. And I mean, like...
I was bawling.
Oh, I'm like on the edge of my seat looking around, and it's like, wow, it suddenly got really uncomfortable in here.
Yeah, I don't have any problem saying that I was a grown man fucking in tears as they were heading towards that fireball.
I really hope they're done with Toy Story, though.
They're not. They're doing 4.
Shut up.
It's been announced.
Nope. No, it hasn't. Unfortunately, I will still be there. I will still be there for the release, watching it.
I probably will be too, but at the same time, same with, and as long as we're on animated movies, Monsters University, suck my
I was going to bring that up next. Yeah, I don't, it bugs me that they are churning out all these Pixar sequels, but the one Pixar movie that deserves a sequel,
Incredibles,
still not got one.
Nope.
A sequel, a TV series, the one franchise that would be the easiest and the most fun and the most deserving for them to expand on. He's got nothing.
Yeah. And the most we've gotten about it is Brad Bird saying, yeah, I might if I can think of something, but eh.
And it's like, I can commend him for being like, oh, I really like that franchise, I don't want to water it down, but it's like, goddamn, you've got to do something with that franchise.
Yeah, and he's like, I did it, I had my fun with those characters, I'm moving on to other things now. It's like, no, I can fucking come back.
That Sandbox was okay.
But, yeah.
All right, a movie that we have both joked about, Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim, yes. If the director of Hellboy decided to make a Power Rangers film.
I think, because then we both say the same thing when that first trailer came out. Holy shit, when did Del Toro get those Power Rangers scripts we wrote?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to see it.
Me too.
I have no thinking that it's going to be good by any means. I'm expecting a total shitstorm, but I'm I'm excited to see it.
See, I'm just reading about, because I don't know anything about Pacific Rim other than giant robots, but I'm just reading how there's some plot point about how the robots require two pilots, one to control each hemisphere of the brain of the robot.
Oh, God. I did see that where it's like the two pilots get in together and they both like stick their hands out all Power Ranger-y and then the robot fires up in front of them. And yeah, I didn't know that that's why, but I figured one controlled the arms and one controlled the legs.
Nope.
They control each hemisphere of the brain. So what, one's the fighter and one's the artist? What?
I can't taste that. I'm not that side of the brain.
Like, hey, Bill, you tasting blood? We got hit in the mouth pretty hard there.
That's a yes.
I am picking my cheeks up off the ground.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it looks like such a shitball movie, but I'm going to be paying my $15 to go see it.
Let's see. What else? I'm just going through the list on IMDb of upcoming movies.
But I did earlier tonight. I wanted to see what else was coming out, because I was like, hey, it's a huge month for movies, for me.
Yeah. Cause let's see, what all was May? Because Iron Man 3, obviously. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, the ones that I'm going to see are Iron Man, Fast and Furious, and Star Trek.
You're not going to go see Great Gatsby?
I'm interested in Gatsby, but at the same time, I don't know that it's one I want to see in the theater.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird that I remember reading Great Gatsby, and I watched the original Redford movie, but I can't remember a goddamn thing that happened in them.
Somebody has, of course, because you know Tobey Maguire's in Great Gatsby. Have you seen that Tumblr post?
Mm-mm.
Where it's like, the quote is, you know, yes, of course, I'm here for Mr. Gatsby's party, and then it's a gif of Tobey Maguire dancing in Spider-Man 3. let's see. So yeah, I want to see Gatsby. That might be wind up one of those things where somebody will be like, let's go see that tonight. All right.
Yeah, it might be something to do if I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's not going to be like Iron Man was, where I'm going to be like, oh, I'm off today. I'm going to go see Iron Man now.
Yeah.
Hangover Part 3.
Fuck that. Fuck that entire franchise.
Not a fan?
No. That first movie was so goddamn dumb. I wanted to punch everyone in the throat who said it was funny.
I enjoyed them.
That includes Matt.
I enjoyed them for what they were. I got some laughs out of them. I'm not rushing out to buy them. I'm not rushing to see it.
There was a point, I guess just because he didn't have a girlfriend at the time to tell him how to spend his money. But Matt was just like buying, he'd buy 10 or 12 DVDs in a go. And he had the Hangover and was like, dude, this is really funny. You got to watch it. And so him and Fish and I were all there and he popped it in. And I'm watching it going, you are a fucking criminal for making me watch this movie. It is so stupid. So yeah, fuck 2, fuck 3, fuck Zach Galifianakis, fuck all of them.
let's see. World War Z? World War Z. I got a World War Z trailer before Iron Man 3.
World War Z, this is where I'm conflicted because of my usual thinking that, don't judge a movie based on how well it sticks to the source material.
Right.
But at the same time, this is nothing like the fucking source material.
I own the book, but I've not read the book.
From what I've been able to figure out from watching the trailer is that it's everything that takes place before the book.
Right.
Because the book is, like, following survivors after the whole thing went down.
Right.
And so it's like, maybe that'd be interesting.
Even
though then it just kind of turned it into yet another zombie run and gun. And the thing that kills me about it is that the zombies are fast zombies, which are just bullshit. I hate fast zombies.
I'm just at the point, because the zombie thing was kind of starting to become a big deal back when we were first podcasting and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's still going, and I'm just kind of over it.
I was like that when the Walking Dead series came out. When it came out, I was
the comic or the show?
No, the show.
The show. The show is one of those things where it's like if I could sit down and watch the whole thing in one sitting, I really enjoy it. But if I have to watch it week to week, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you watch it week to week, it starts out with like a big fucking, oh my god, this is surprising, and then everybody whispers for 45 minutes.
Which
and then they go, oh my god, look at that. Tune in next week.
Which, yeah, I for a long time didn't understand why everyone was complaining about season two, because I watched like that entire first half of season two where it was really plotting, like all in like a night.
Yep.
I had downloaded all the episodes because I hadn't watched it until that point, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna see what everyone's talking about with this Walking Dead. So I had like all of season one and then half of season two, and I sat down and watched all of season one. I'm like, this is awesome. And then I watched like that first half of season two where nothing fucking happens.
Yeah, where they spent like the whole season looking for the little girl, and then she was in the barn the whole time.
Yeah, it's like the last episode that I had downloaded was when they found her in the barn.
Which I remember the whole that I kept up with that week to week like an idiot. And I remember that whole last episode, like the whole season, I was just kind of buying into the whole, like, oh, they're going to find her at some point, she'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And the second they started talking about that, opening that barn, I was like, oh.
Yeah, she's in the barn.
She's in there.
Yeah.
She's in the barn. She's dead.
But, it's like I watched, like, the whole thing in one day leading up to her being found in the barn, and I was like, this was fucking awesome. And everyone's like, God, season two is just taking so long and it's so boring. I'm like, how can you say that? It's fucking awesome. And then it's like, yeah, I guess if I did have to watch this one chunk at a time,
yeah,
it would take for fucking ever.
Just watch 1 hour and then wait a week to watch the next hour. Fucking terrible. Not a huge fan of the show. I get why people are fans of it.
Although season three did a lot better with the pacing.
Did it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched anything past them finding her in the barn.
It's season three. Well, the season finale of two really makes up for the lack of any zombie fighting.
I know the end of season two is Shane finally dying and becoming a zombie and Michonne showing up and all that.
Yeah, but it's like that last episode, it's like, okay, we haven't killed any zombies this entire season, so this episode is going to be all zombies.
All the zombies must die.
Yeah. And, season three I felt did a lot better with the pacing than season two did. But, as far as World War Z goes...
The thing we're talking about.
I'm sort of interested, but, I mean, my interest was really killed when I saw that the zombies were running, and not, like, in the way that they did in that Dawn of the Dead remake, but, like, full-on, like...
Hauling ass,
Olympic sprinter running.
What was it, Simon Pegg? He said, death is not an energy drink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, and I brought that up on Twitter one day. I was like, I just fucking hate running zombies. And someone asked me why. And it's like, well, their reasoning was, well, if they can't feel pain, then they can't feel their tendons and shit tearing in their legs. I'm like, yeah, so maybe a fresh zombie could go for a sprint for a little while. But once its tendons and shit do tear apart, it ain't going that fast.
Yeah, I don't think it matters if they can feel their tendons snapping. I think what matters is their tendons have fucking snapped.
Yeah, their tendons are breaking. So yeah, it's like I could maybe understand someone who just got bit and turned and is still fresh having a good run, but once they hit that full speed and their legs muscles tear apart, then they're back to a shambling mess. So yeah, I'm not on the fence about World War Z.
All right. How do you feel about Grown Ups 2?
Care about the first one. Don't care about this one.
I don't even want to give Adam Sandler the time of day anymore.
No.
Or Kevin James, or David Spade, or Chris Rock, for that matter.
Chris Rock is the only one of that group that I have even the tiniest bit of respect for anymore.
Would that be because he hasn't run his career into the ground?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like he hasn't been in every goddamn sitcom just making an ass out of himself.
Yep.
Every sitcom where like people go, sex, and then there's a laugh track.
He honestly spends more time as a producer now.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. Oh, Chris Rock.
I do have a problem with him saying that voice acting isn't anything.
As he voice acts?
Well, I mean, that was his thing, is like that his favorite thing to do is voice acting because it's not work.
Oh.
And then all the voice actors are like, fuck you. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of not great that you, with all this stardom, come in and take money out of their wallet and then say that their work isn't worth anything. That's a big problem that I have with a lot of modern animated movies, is that it's like, hey, Jerry Seinfeld's in this, voicing a bee, instead of like a voice actor that can probably do the job and could use the work.
So now you you know, this is also the summer we're getting the sequel to one of your favorite movies, 300.
Yep.
I know how much you love 300.
Like, let's just keep throwing bigger shit at this group of guys until they fall over. We're gonna throw
it here, and it's all going really slowly.
Yeah, like, we're gonna throw men at them. Okay, that didn't work. Throw bigger men at them. That didn't work. Throw rhinos at them. Throw elephants at them.
I'm just seeing a lot of sequels to a lot of movies I don't fucking care about.
That's the way of the world now, ain't it?
The Smurfs 2?
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Smurfs 1 did well enough to warrant a sequel.
They don't even need to do well anymore.
And this one's in Paris?
Because why not? When you bring the Smurfs out of Smurf World and into New York, where do you go from there?
And Gargamel has created evil Smurfs called Naughties? Oh.
Yeah, why not? Who cares? Whatever. I will say I'm looking forward to Riddick.
Riddick, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that's all the only reason why Vin Diesel has been doing all the Fast and Furious movies.
So he can afford have the money to do a Riddick movie?
Yeah, because the studio won't give him any money after Chronicles kind of bombed.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I really like that character and I like that world. I wish that it was doing better with the masses.
Let's see, we're also getting Planes this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just...
I know you're excited to go see a CGI movie about talking planes featuring the voices of Val Kilmer, Cedric the Entertainer, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It's just... For as much as I love Disney, when they take something like Cars away from its creator and then spin it off into a tangential other vehicle, why?
I don't even get how that works.
It's like, okay, it takes place in the same universe as Cars, which, okay, we've established that cars and vehicles are characters, but now the planes are.
I don't get it.
And I'm in the minority of someone who actually really, really liked Cars.
Mike will not be joining us on this podcast.
I fucking hated Cars 2.
I didn't see Cars 2 because I hated Cars.
I'm in the minority of people. I admit that it's like a lot of people don't like it, and I guess I can understand why. It wasn't the strongest movie Pixar did. But, then I saw Cars 2, and it just, like, this is what Pixar is now? They kind of brought me back with Brave, but that one catches a lot of shit from people.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I didn't think it was near as bad as everyone said it is. I actually really liked Brave, but...
Oh, October is when we're also getting the Sin City sequel.
Uh-huh.
And the Americanized Old Boy.
Old Boy.
It's a Japanese movie. That's about a man who's kidnapped and held hostage for 20 years, and then he's released for no discernible reason, and he sets about getting revenge on the people who kidnapped him.
Okay.
It's notable for being extremely violent, and also when he's released, he runs into this waitress, and he falls in love with her, and then he finds out the people who kidnapped him orchestrated the whole plot for him to fall in love with her, and, you know, after he's, like, you know, fallen in love, and they've made love and all that, he's like, by the way, that's your daughter!
What?
Yeah. But it's kind of notable for that and for being just extremely fucking violent. I can't even remember the reason why they wanted revenge on the guy, so they held him hostage for 20 years. So they've taken this legendary Japanese movie and they've decided to do an American remake of it directed by Spike Lee.
There you go.
That's going to be
a
fun train wreck. That
shit fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Sin City. Oh, Sin City 2. Part of me's interested, but I feel it's been way too long.
Yeah, I don't remember Sin City doing that well either.
Like Sin City, like right after Sin City came out, they announced Sin City 2, but that was like 10 years ago.
Oh God, it was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I mean, I was in college. It wasn't exactly 10 years ago because I was in school then. So it was like 7 or 8 years ago, but still, it's like that is a long time in between sequels.
First 2005, yeah.
For something that was like planned almost immediately after. It's like so long that cast members have died.
Man. This is also the year we're getting the Carrie remake.
I think we already had a Carrie remake.
No, we're getting another one. This one's starring Chloe Grace Moretz.
That's, yeah, that little girl that's in everything.
Who's also in Kick-Ass 2, yeah. Which is coming out this summer.
Which is another one that it's like, I'll wait till video.
Yeah, I didn't care much for the first movie. I didn't care much for the comic either.
It's like I liked the first movie for what it was.
Yeah.
But it was like it's nothing special. It was fun to watch when I watched it, but
yeah. It's another one of those franchises everybody takes too seriously and hails it as one of the greatest things ever, but all it really is something that kind of clings to the memory of 90s uber violence.
Yeah, it's just well,
and this one will just cling to that and be like, hey, we got Jim Carrey.
It's just that the kind of wanky high concept, what if this happened in the real world type of thing.
Yeah. Well, if it happened in the real world, everything fun about comics would not happen.
Yeah, so it's like there's no real point in that. But, I mean, it was it was to comic book movies what the comic was to comic books.
Yeah.
So it was fun, but I'm not going to go rush out and see 2. And we're getting Paranormal Activity 5.
I just saw that list, and I saw stars Demi Lovato.
And why not?
Eh.
Is she in it instead of Molly Ephraim? Or
I don't know. I've not kept up with those. Let's see. We're also getting Ender's Game this year.
I don't know what that is.
It's based on... Oh, the Hunger Games sequels this year, too.
Didn't see the first one.
It was actually really good. I actually enjoyed it. The Hobbit. Oh, Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
Yay.
I know you like those Madea movies.
I love me some Tyler Perry. Haven't seen a goddamn thing he's done.
Oh my god, they're finally doing that Secret Life of Walter Mitty remake?
Sure. Of course they are. That, why wouldn't they?
That movie was rumored back in like 98, starring Jim Carrey. Back when he was like a big deal because of The Truman Show. And now they're finally remaking it with Ben Stiller.
Because that's where you go when Jim Carrey's become too old.
You go Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Or Steve Carell.
Jim, you're just too old. If only you were a little more Jewish.
Your nose isn't quite big enough, Jim. We need...
We're going Stiller. Damn it!
I'm not saying that to be racist. Ben Stiller has a huge nose. I'm just saying.
It's not racist when it's a fact.
Exactly.
I'm gonna just recommend you don't go anywhere with that statement. Just let it go.
It's like, I don't see why black people get offended when someone says they have big lips. They have fucking big lips, I'm sorry.
And Mike will not be joining us ever again. Yeah, now I'm just like in 2014 looking at the new releases and just kind of, bleh.
I was confused when if you're looking at the same list I did, because down at the bottom it was talking about Texas Chainsaw 3D, and I was like, didn't that already come out? And they have like a movies already released list down at the bottom of it. Another movie I couldn't give less of a shit about.
I own the original 1970 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I don't feel the need to own or watch another variation of it. Yeah.
I didn't like the old ones, and then I saw the remake, which, I mean, it had Jessica Biel in wet t-shirt. That's fun. But and then I saw Texas Chainsaw Beginnings. Wow, was that a shitstorm. I think that is the movie that broke up Matt's relationship.
Really? That bad, huh?
Well, okay, we went and saw this movie, right? And they were like, want to go see a movie? I was like, what's out? And they were like, we want to go see this Texas Chainsaw movie. I was like, fuck. Oh, it's better than sitting inside, so why not? So we went and saw the movie, and I was like, that was fucking terrible, Matt. I can't believe you made me go see it. And he's like, no, Christy was the one who wanted to go see it. And she was like, no, you wanted to go see it. And it just started a huge fight between the pair of them.
What? A huge fight over nothing with her? No.
No. No.
I will never forget when you guys were in Seattle and I Skyped you all, and I infuriated her by saying nothing.
Well, yeah, you're like, hey, Mike and Matt and Jeb and Fish. And I was like, someone else is here, too. And you're like, the hooker Mike bought, and she got so pissed about that. She, like, stormed out of the hotel room.
I didn't even remember she was there.
Yeah.
I
even tried to tell her that. I'm like, he didn't know that you were there. He doesn't give a shit that you were there. He called me a hooker.
My proudest moment.
He didn't call you a hooker. He didn't know that you were there.
Because I remember trying to salvage it. I can't remember what I said, but I remember somehow it just kept getting worse.
You finally
hung up on me. I'm sitting here like, hello?
Well, she was out of the room by then, but I remember later when you were like, I wanted to apologize, but then I thought, fuck her.
That's right.
Like, yeah, that's
I was going to apologize, but then I was like, no.
Yeah, it's, God, I don't know how many years it's been since they broke up, and then I ran into her at Kmart up the street from me. Fuck. Like, why don't you talk to me anymore? It's like, well, you kind of cheated on my best friend. I'm still friends with him, and I've always thought you were kind of a coos, so we're not friends. That's why I don't talk to you anymore.
Let's go have drinks.
Yeah. She decided she wanted to tell me about her life, and she's working with children now, and one of them loves her, and I'm like, fuck, just go away.
She knows that she can't enter a relationship with a child, right?
She's such a screwball. Who knows?
Yay!
But yeah, that was a fun conversation where it's like, why don't you ever talk to me anymore? It's like, because you fucking cheated on my friend.
Because you're kind of a cunt.
And it's like, when you're friends with someone and they break up with their girlfriend, you don't remain friends with the girlfriend. Unless you were friends with the girlfriend first, and then you don't remain friends with the boyfriend. That's kind of how that game works.
And this podcast just took a very dark and serious turn suddenly.
I'm just saying.
And I don't even remember how we got here.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Every problem that I have with that bitch can be traced back to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Every terrible moment in Mike's life, right before it happened, he remembers that he always noticed a copy of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, but no, it was also that same Seattle trip when I brought up the movie again and started a fight between them again.
Were you bored?
What was it? I think we were going to see The Hulk. Yeah. Because it was, like, right after the con and the movie had just come out. Or no, it was Iron Man.
Okay.
And, the movie had just come out and the con was over, so we were like, all right, let's go see a movie, because the theater's right up the street. Mm-hmm. And, I said something about Christy doesn't get to pick the movie because she picked Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and she turns around, no, Matt picked it, and he turns around, no, you picked it, and started. Oh, God. I was like, I'm going to go fucking watch Iron Man. You two can duke it out here in the lobby if you want. They got into, like, three just knockdown dragouts that trip. One was your fault, one was my fault, and then the other was Jeb's fault.
That's usually the sign that your relationship is not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember they all decided they were going to go drinking, and I didn't go with them because I don't drink. I was just like, I'm fucking beat after the con. I'm going to go to the room and go to sleep. And because we only had two beds, I decided to take a sleeping bag and just crash on the floor.
Right.
And so I'm in there, I'm asleep on the floor, and then the door slams. And I pop up, and I'm, what, huh? And Jeb comes storming in and goes to the bathroom, and he's just pissed. And he comes back out, and he's like, I don't want to fucking be here anymore. I'm like, what's wrong? It's like, they started fighting, and I tried to calm them down, and then they started yelling at me. And then to hear Matt's side of the story, it's that Christy started in on him about something, and then he was trying to defend himself, and Jeb got into the middle of it trying to get their attention on something that he had, and they both yelled at him to shut up.
Oh, God.
And then, because the bar that they went to was right across the street from the hotel, and I look out the window, and I see them fighting in the crosswalk. I just see them yelling at each other.
Oh, my God.
This is a fun trip.
I may do you a favor and cut the past 10 minutes out of this podcast.
I don't care anymore. She,
okay, cool.
She's not in our life anymore. Matt has moved on and has found a really nice girl now. I hope Christy listens to this so maybe she can figure out she's a massive goose.
Hey, Christy, sorry I called you a hooker that one time, but you are kind of a cunt.
Yeah, just, God, whatever. So, yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it'll ruin your marriage.
Shirt number two. I saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre once. It ruined everything for me. Ah, the podcast.
It's Leatherface with a broken heart. And it says Texas Chainsaw Massacre will ruin your marriage.
Oh, my God. The weirdest artist commission I'll ever put in. Mm-hmm. Could you just draw me a chibi Leatherface with a broken heart? Maybe he's, like, holding a bleeding heart and it's broken half.
It's cracked. I mean, we don't have any more movies to talk about, so why not talk about how Matt's...
People are horrible?
Matt's always hooking up with terribly dysfunctional women.
But not mention it in the description. Just be like, Chris and Mike discuss this month's, this year's big summer movies. And then the last 30 minutes, that's just like, yeah, so Matt has terrible taste in women.
No, I really like his current girlfriend. She's nice.
Yay.
But, yeah.
Matt's current girlfriend, you're allowed to listen to the podcast.
Yes. Stephanie, you're nice and I like you. Christy and Nikki, you can go suck something.
Ooh, preferably each other.
No. No.
Duh.
It'd be like two manatees bumping noses. You know that gif of the manatee that bumps the glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be that, but with two of them.
Two of them bumping the glass?
No, bumping each other's nose. Squish, 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 squish.
I will never be able to look at that gif the same.
Oh, God. Yeah. Especially Nikki. I was so glad when that thing ended. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. God, she was such a pain in the ass. She's the one... this is, like... I'm sorry, Matt, if you're listening to this, but goddamn. Nikki was after Christy for a short while, and,
Like, aiming to kill Christy?
No. After as in previous.
Oh, okay.
We would all hang out, and this was when we were getting real into D&D, and she apparently doesn't know how nerds work, and... would just always be loud and drunk and insulting. And yeah, I don't know where I was at this point, but it was one time when we were all hanging out and apparently her and Fish were left alone and Fish just got in her face and said, look, I'm only being nice to you because you're dating Matt, but I fucking hate you. I hope you and Matt break up so I never have to see your stupid ass again. We are not friends. I want you to know that right now. Like, Jesus, Fish.
Girls are lame.
I wish I had known that he said that when they were still dating. Matt told me he said that like months after they broke up, but I would have bought him a beer or something for that. God, she was a pain in the ass.
You would have just ran in the room and yelled, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, the problem was she worked at the hospital, so I really couldn't be mean to her.
Right.
So, especially because she was working in the kitchen and I ate from that cafeteria.
Right.
It's like, I really can't be mean to you because you control my food. But at the same time, you're a bitch.
We all know how much Mike likes his food.
It's like, you make my cheeseburger every night, and I don't want to fuck with you while you're making my food. Now that I don't work at the hospital anymore, you're a pain in the ass.
Oh, the days of you in the hospital.
That is another podcast.
That is another podcast? That's probably as good a place as any to cut it off.
Yep, I think this one... Wait, come on, one more movie. I don't want it to end on that note.
Oh, one more.
What's coming out?
I think we covered everything that's coming
out. There's got to be something else.
Hang on.
There's got to be another movie.
I mean, I went as far as, like, February 2014.
We'll talk about a movie that's already come out.
let's see here.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre led us down a dark-ass path. A dark, angry path.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hey, here we go. Oh, no, that'll start a whole other conversation for another podcast.
Oh, no, what?
No, we're going to save that one for another podcast. No. Well, we already talked about that one in the last podcast, actually.
The Will Smith picture coming out.
After Earth.
There you go.
After Earth. That, after Earth.
That looks like an interesting movie until you see that M. Night's name is attached to it.
Oh, God. Is that an M. Night?
Yes. So there's going to be...
I almost went and saw that.
You almost went and saw that?
I was kind of... No, it's not out yet, but I was contemplating going to see it because I thought it looked really good, but...
M. Night Shyamalan directed movie with starring Will Smith and his real life son.
The twist is going to be that, like, Will Smith is not real or something.
I think because they're fighting all these prehistoric animals that they say have evolved to dealing with a world without people in it. And it's like, I think the twist is going to be that they went back in time.
The twist is going to be that Will Smith killed the dinosaurs.
Will Smith went back in time and found his child self, and then they went back further in time to the prehistoric times, and so it's like Will Smith and a kid himself fighting dinosaurs.
Will Smith went back in time and said, "You're living with your auntie and uncle in prehistoric Cretaceous."
And then Jazz shows up riding a saber-toothed tiger.
Tyrannosaurus Rex grabs Jazz and throws him out of the building.
The that's a much better note to end the podcast.
There we go. I did see a thing on Tumblr the other day where it was like notes from parents, mm-hmm. like parents who were doing it right or something, and this guy was like, kid said she wanted to hear a story song, so dad started singing a song, and the kid was like, "No, I want to hear a story song." And dad was like, "Next logical step, sing the theme song to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air."
There you go.
Nailed it.
Every child should see that show.
Every child should understand that Will Smith used to make enjoyable products.
Yes.
And then he kind of started buying his own hype and became a Scientologist.
He's not a Scientologist.
He's a Scientologist.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He said he's not.
He said he's not?
Yes.
Could have swore he was.
No, they tried to recruit him, and he says he doesn't, he can see where there's good in their belief system, but he's not a follower.
Huh. I know he does the whole open relationship thing.
Eh, well, that, a lot of people do that.
Hey, if Will Smith wants to get jiggy with as many fly honeys as possible...
Chris will not be on this podcast ever again.
Oh, Will Smith.
You died too young.
God, he used to do so many good
recording?
Movies.
Are you still recording?
Yep.
Oh, God.
He used to do so many good movies.
Well, he used to do a lot of really mediocre movies.
He used to do a lot of enjoyable movies for what they were.
Let's not say that they were good. We'll say that they were enjoyable.
Like Men in Black? Men in Black, I'd say, was good. Men in Black 2?
No.
Men in Black 3? Better than it should have been.
I never saw it.
It's a lot better than you'd think. Not necessarily good.
But better.
But better than you'd think. I'd say it's a good movie.
I had a problem with Men in Black 2 only because of the continuity in it. In that,
what do you mean?
It made it seem like him and Kay had been partners for weeks.
Yeah.
Or like a long time. And
they were partners for like 2 days.
Yeah. Cause especially like when they got flushed. And
yeah.
It was like every Friday night you'd be like, "Flush me, Jay, flush me." It's like, they didn't work together every Friday night. They had like 1 week together.
I kind of just took those comments as jokes.
No, I took them as actual continuity errors.
It redeemed itself for me in that it had a Rosario Dawson at the peak of her hotness. Rosario. She's the only reason I remember that there was ever a movie about Alexander the Great.
Because of her one nude scene? That was one of the best things about like the behind the scenes on Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Like Jay being like, "Yeah, I watched Alexander last night. Guess which scene?" Like, "You watched mine, isn't it?" "Yep."
Oh, jerk God. Did we talk about Clerks 3?
No, I think that's another podcast.
That's another podcast. I have to go make some t-shirts now. This will go up in a month. What a buffer we have. We'll see y'all next time.
Yep. Bye!